good.
Morning, Linda. Ready to go?
Your chief technician to the right says we're ready.
Right. Call our meeting to order. Got all commissioners present, and Linda and Dawn, and some other visitors. Let's see.
Administrative?
We've got administrative at 9 o'clock. You want to do administrative?
Sure.
All right.
Motion to approve payroll.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. It is our turn,
aye.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, is it our turn?
It's always ayes on our turn.
Motion carries. Okay, now administrative.
I know, I was just asking if there was any, just payroll this morning.
Oh. Payroll was this morning,
1 o'clock.
Okay.
We have 1 o'clock, yeah, for the other personnel matter. Next thing on the agenda, sir, is the bid opening for the airport.
We have two responders.
Pull that mic over your direction there, Linda, if you don't care.
Thank you very much. We have two responders to the airport project bid, Bishop's Construction, which received their plans through Jernigan Construction, and APAC. Bishop Construction has bid $185,698.43. That's APEC Construction has bid $241,406.26. That's 241,406.26.
And a couple things administratively. I know you just went to the mailbox just before you walked in.
That's
here.
That's correct.
And Nikki, yes, went to the commission mailbox just before you walked in, so we followed that process.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so what's the next thing? Is that you'll go through a bid evaluation with Mr. Parent and then make a recommendation back to the commission, is that correct?
It has to go through a couple of channels. I believe there's two other steps before we come back to the commission with a recommendation.
Yeah.
And we will, of course, check all figures and make sure that we match what they do through their total price. And then we'll schedule a meeting and come back.
All right. Any other questions? Sounds good. Thank you, bidders, for being here.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mark, if you could just follow me to my office. And that way I can make some copies.
Very, very exciting, wasn't it?
Ribbon. It was. We got through it very well, I think. Thank you.
I think we did, too.
All right.
We have a one-table item from Monday, which is the Bradleyville petition discussions.
Right.
I think we just tabled it till 9 o'clock. We didn't put a specific time on that besides 9 o'clock, and I'm not sure if they actually posted it because it was a tabled item. I'm looking here.
I'm looking at the calendar, and it doesn't seem... Yeah, I'm thinking it's different than what our last agenda that Nikki sent out.
I think she said that since it was a table, you know, she didn't put it on there, but she could have, but wasn't sure if she did or not. Gosh, where is that? weekly agenda.
I've got a bit of a issue. I visited with Nikki yesterday, I thought, in the morning. I didn't think we were going to schedule anything the afternoon, and I'm seeing that we've got a...
We can postpone it.
Can we, at 1 o'clock?
Yeah, I mean, we could actually do it. The personnel has nothing to do with payroll. It's a sick leave discussion. And if you talk to Don Blue individually, we can maybe just do it by agreement type deal versus a motion.
All right.
The other thing can wait.
Okay, that'd be great.
Yeah, that's not ideal.
Okay, we've got, according to the agenda, which, again, doesn't seem to be that Nikki sent, the same as what's on the calendar, we've got minutes and payroll. Then we've got a DNR letter on clean air.
Right.
And we got airport bid opening we just did, and then it shows Bradleyville. So, yeah, we can... That's under 9 o'clock, so we're good to go on
Rick,
DNR letter and Bradleyville.
I haven't written the letter. Is Eddie here? He was just here a few minutes ago with the, and I assumed that he had the DNR letter. If we don't mind, if I can get Rick Finley back, he had actually did some research on this Bradleyville petition.
Okay.
And so he had given, he and I have been talking about, you know, the legalities and all that. My biggest concern was, if we can do it to the schools, let's just go ahead and do it to the schools. And so he made some phone calls, and he wants to report back to us what he found out.
Okay.
There's lots of information out there that's concerning that we didn't know about in our discussion.
There's Rick.
Rick, there we go.
Yes.
You got some info on Bradleyville, Jim's saying?
Chuck, I looked at that, and when they brought that to us, it was separated into road and bridge funds and other funds. And so, not knowing where those came from, I called Ruth Whitley at the City of Forsyth and said, hey, if these things are separated, where do those funds come from? And she indicated to me they were probably either CART funds or sales tax on vehicles. And, I mean, you know, because they come from DOR, it had to be one of those two funds. And I said, well, you know, is there any problem with those being spent someplace besides Road and Bridge? And she says, oh, they have to be spent Road and Bridge. Now, I don't know. You know, since the disillusionment might change things, but I just wanted you guys to be aware of that. I wanted to try to make sure you were aware of all the information you needed there.
Okay.
And the division, almost all the monies that were brought to us were earmarked as road and bridge funds. I think it was like 22.6 was considered road and bridge, and then only about 300 was other funds. So,
okay.
Like I say, that's the information I have, and I, you know, Ruth said she'd be glad for you guys to call her if you wanted to call her, and she'd tell you what she knew about it.
And I have a call into the Attorney General to try to get some clarification. My biggest thing is, if I can help the schools, I want to, but I don't want to get caught up in a statutorial, get a gotcha. And my concern is, since it came in for Road and Bridge, my concern is it needs to be, I'm going to have to support the money going to Road and Bridge. As much as I want to help the schools, I don't see how I cannot do that. Because there's two funds, it's Other and Road and Bridge. And we have the $22,000 or whatever that we have to spend, $21,700 or so came as road and bridge, and like $300 went into the other category. So I would comfortable with the other going to schools, but if it came in road and bridge, I'm under the impression that it needs to be spent on road and bridge.
Is Mr. Paulson in the courthouse?
He was up there just a few minutes ago, and that's what I basically have found out from discussions. There's been lots of discussions, but this thing, when it came in with split funding, it raised the question that actually James brought forward about his call whenever they were talking about the Village of Kirbyville. And they told him that it had to be spent on road and bridge, and then there was a very small portion of that funding that was available for any other purposes. And that's where the petition process come into, was on the other funds, not the road and bridge funds.
I don't know. I don't pretend to know. I just wanted you guys to be informed.
There's just so many things out there that pertain to the way this statute is interpreted, but then whenever you talk to city officials and village officials, and then what they said is, I haven't come up with anything where we could just give the money to anybody. It just has to be, I mean, it's pretty well delegated.
And I don't know, even though they were designated road and bridge, I don't know whether they were CART funds or sales tax funds, and would have to visit with somebody from Bradleyville, whoever their
trustee
or whatever it was, to find that out. But that might be a good thing for you guys to know too, is actually where the, you know, what tax those funds come from, because it might make a difference there too.
Well, I'm disappointed, and we asked, I think you asked him, Jim, our attorney, to give us counsel on this. He sat there yesterday and gave us counsel that said we could go a couple of different ways. He said we could petition, listen to the tape. Rick brought up questions and has investigated. We talked, you and I talked, Jim, about, Bob has told us many times that Attorney General's opinion is another attorney's opinion.
Right.
And so here we are kicking this around. None of us are attorneys. Our attorney's not here. Our attorney advised us yesterday. We had options. And now through these different conversations, it sounds like we don't have options. So I think we should have our attorney here. I mean, that's what we hire him for, to advise us. And he's given us advice, and now through these other conversations, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but from what I'm hearing now this morning, the advice he gave us wasn't good.
I don't know that you could say that, because I think yesterday he advised you the most conservative way was to spend it on road and bridge monies yesterday.
But he also said that we could petition it.
And you can, and but there may be some.
When we left here yesterday, that was the plan, was we were going to petition. We talked about calling Joe Combs at the school. I did. And told him that's where we were headed, was a petition. And you were working on it, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And now because of this new information or...
Chuck, I think probably calling Joe Combs would be a good idea. Joe probably has more information about some of that. Maybe not, but he could get that for you from the trustee. I think that would be a good idea.
More information about what now?
About where those monies came in from, and if they came from CART taxes or they came from sales tax or, on vehicles or things like that.
I think the challenge we have is that the statutes don't clearly decide what to do. Right. It doesn't clearly say do this when a incorporated city dissolves and you have funds left over. It doesn't clearly decide. So because we're getting different opinions is because you can interpret the statutes differently. My biggest concern is I now found out that money came in, and I hate to, designated in road and bridge fund. I'm not comfortable taking that money out of road and bridge and putting it in education. Now, the other category is strictly for other. That's why I've changed the way I'm looking at it. I'm not going to do anything that I think is questionable, and I think that the way I'm going to vote for conscience-wise is I'm going to vote it came in road and bridge, it has to stay road and bridge for Bradleyville. That's where I'm at now. If you guys want a petition, I mean, I have the petition almost completely done, and it won't be a deal. But I just feel like, the count, Bob said, the most conservative way is just road and bridge money stays in road and bridge. I think because we're having this many discussions is because the statutes are not clear. And that's where we're.
And Jim, just to make sure you guys are clear too, we put that money in a separate line item so that it's all in separate line item,
right?
Not in road and bridge or anything else,
right?
Because it does. I think the statute states that road and bridge is for that particular entity, even. I think.
I learned a little bit more about the situation. I'd rather not discuss that publicly, but more about what, you know, what the school was needing and what they wanted and that sort of thing.
Okay.
More factual type stuff rather than.
I guess the question is, and we haven't had a conversation, so maybe we have to have an individual conversation, so we don't have an executive post right now, but the question now is, I'm more convinced today than I was Monday that because it came in road and bridge for Bradleyville, we need to spend it on road and bridge when they're disincorporated. And the petition process, I think, is really, I think if I was to interpret, which I'm trying to do, is does it apply, the categories that we have the money right now is in other and in road and bridge.
I would say it would apply to the $200-and-something. It would more likely apply to the $200-and-something that's in the other account.
That's how I interpret it now.
The road and bridge, if I was going to give the most conservative opinion, the road and bridge account would be you spend it on Bradleyville and the good of the people of Bradleyville, but the Constitution said that those funds that came from the state should be spent on roads, and it specifically in Article 4, Section 30A said what it could be spent for. If you were going to be take the most conservative approach, you would spend it on those things.
Right.
And lawyers usually give the most conservative approach. They want you to follow the law.
Well, Bob, before you got here, what I heard you say yesterday was just that, but then you also said other, and you said the same kind of thing. Jim just repeated it. It's not clear what we can do or we can't do.
There is not one case on the subject.
And it's to benefit the people of Bradleyville.
That's correct.
And in my opinion, I think there's maybe some agreement that the school is the best place, I mean, to spend that money, I mean, for Bradleyville's benefit.
And I learned some more, and I'd love to share it with you, but it has nothing to do with legal opinion, and I'd rather do it at individually at another time. But there was some question whether the $20,000 included an amount that was donated by a certain benefactor of the Bradleyville area, and I learned that no, that money that had been donated had already been
allocated
the way he wanted it allocated after after the donation. And I spoke to that individual myself. And
I think you told us that weeks ago.
I did, but I received some information from someone else recently putting into question that fact. So I again checked with that individual and spoke with him again yesterday.
So we have funds. We need to allocate them. Is that correct? Is that where we're sitting everything with? I mean, we have to make a decision on where that money is spent.
Well, whether they petition or they don't petition, you don't have to decide today where you're going to spend that money. That money should be distributed, okay, for the benefit of the good of the people of Bradleyville,
right,
and in the appropriate fashion. You don't have to make a decision today where that money is going to go. As you spend it, obviously you're making that decision.
Okay.
I suppose you could make a decision today whether you want the people of Bradleyville to petition you to spend it for a specific purpose. Certainly it would be safe on the $200-and-something to have them, or however much it is, to petition you to spend that money. And I see absolutely no problem, no way, with your spending it on whatever they think is a good thing to spend it on in the village of Bradleyville. As to the 21 or however many thousand, you have Article 4, Section 30A, which says it should be spent on road purposes generally. Once the money is put into the county account, are you held to that standard would be the question. I can't find any cases on the subject. Would you probably be okay? I don't think anybody would give you a lot of trouble over it, but if you want to obey the law, which or make sure that you're within the law, which I always advise you would adhere to the standards in Article 4, Section 30A of the Constitution.
Commissioners, didn't we ask Frank in our work session Monday to give us roads in Bradleyville? Didn't we give him some direction on the roads and all that? For him to give us a list of what roads we had to start with, what roads we have afterwards.
I'd ask him to look up and see what roads were county maintained before Bradleyville Incorporated.
So at this point,
I would go ahead. I actually make a motion to go ahead and have the petition distributed in the village for the other funding that is there, and we'll at least have that part settled, and then we can make a judgment on the road and bridge deal. If the school lays within the city limits, and I know repaving of the parking lot has come up 2 or 3 times, their repaving of their parking lot, which would be road and bridge monies, and that would be a simple way to assist the school, the citizens, and take care of the law if the school lays within the city limits.
So did I hear you say that paving the school parking lot would be a road and bridge expense?
When it talks about the road and bridge expenses, I would consider it a road and bridge spending of the funds.
Bob, because you're smiling. What's your smile?
I'm just smiling. I'm happy.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Are you asking me my legal opinion? Is that what you were doing?
No, I don't want any more legal opinion.
But I think that we go ahead and put the petition out as required by the way I understood it, required by law, and on the other, and then make a decision on the other, the road bridge monies as the law allows us to distribute.
So the petition, let me see if I'm clear with what you're suggesting, is on about $200 some funds, is that right? Would you?
Yeah, it's three. I've heard everything from three to four, whatever. But
and then, what are you going to do about the rest on the questionable road and bridge funds?
If I may, I think Article 430A is actually more restrictive than our road and bridge funds. But if it goes into our road and bridge, or we do it for road and bridge purposes, we can spend it on whatever is appropriate for road purposes. And that decision can be made later, whether a parking lot fits into that or not would be a decision that could be made later, whether there are intergovernmental agreements or that sort of thing could be made later. You don't have to make that decision now. I mean, basically what you're saying is, at the very least, you're going to spend that money on road and bridge purposes in the Bradleyville area for the benefit of Bradleyville. But the other funds that you're looking for them to petition you to spend it on some specific object.
Whatever. I mean, that's the way the law states, isn't it? That's the way I understood it from a conversation that we had here Monday, not yesterday.
The law states what now, Danny?
That there's the...
Yes, sure.
What is the amount?
Thanks. The law says what now?
What I'm understood from what Bob said earlier, and the way when it talked about the petition process, that this $289.43 be spent, be petitioned by the citizens of Bradleyville for whatever purpose they duly see that it be spent on. The other road and bridge funds, there's a question of statutory requirement.
Here's a question. For $289 to make them petition by a majority of the taxable inhabitants, even if it's only 50 people, seems a bit much. I mean, I think you can spend that $289 on some purpose in Bradleyville, get some sort of feeling from the taxable inhabitants, and spend it on that specific object. I don't think anybody's going to give you trouble on that $289. The $21,000 is the big question, or however much it is.
I'm scared now because I was thinking the same thing you are, and that's terrifying. To petition for the 289, ask them to go through that.
Well, that's what the law says. I'm not trying.
That is, I did quote from the law. I believe it was 80.670 said that the inhabitants of the village may petition to have it spent.
Petition the majority of the taxable inhabitants of such town or village.
But does that not? I remember the document that Bill McCullough wrote. Does that not apply to all the fund?
It says annual. It says annual revenues of the village, and these are monthly revenues. I suppose it could be argued that they're annual revenues, but these are specifically earmarked revenues under Article 4, Section 30A, which says that they'll be spent for road purposes. Again, I don't know what the effect of having them rolled over into the county treasury does to that requirement. I found no cases on it. But certainly, if you want to make sure that you comply with the law, you're going to comply with Article 4, Section 38, and only spend those fuel tax monies on roads and whatever it says in Section 38. So, certainly, I think that statute 80.670 allows you to spend that $289 on a public purpose to benefit the people of Bradleyville. So I think you can make a decision. I don't think anybody's going to give you a lot of trouble on the $289. You can have them petition for a specific object. I think that statute actually entails possibly even saying we want to give it to the Cancer Fund or, you know, Relay for Life or, you know, something like that if they petition. But I think otherwise you're supposed to do it for the benefit of the village of Bradleyville. If that makes any sense. I'm just thinking out loud here. There are no cases on the subject, so.
Well, does anyone have a motion or direction they would like the commission to take?
If it makes any difference at all, I mean, the fact that the monies are split and come in is, like you said, fuel tax and things like that are presented to be used as road and bridge funds, then I would like to go through with putting up, there's all there has to be, I think we discussed it the other day, is 33 people sign this petition in a direction that they want that money spent, and it's off our shoulders. We spend it in that direction. Even though it's a small amount, it doesn't make any difference if it was $10 or if it was $10,000. It's taxable. It's tax money.
I think you could spend that money, if it were enough, to pave the school lot out at Bradleyville if it was petitioned by the taxable inhabitants. However, the road and bridge funds, that's a more ticklish situation given the constitutional provision.
Situation makes you smile, huh?
It makes me smile.
Yep.
I'd just like to get that done. I'd like to get...
Send the petition?
I'd like to send the petition.
Okay.
If we want to send it to the school, that check to the school, and then make the decision on the other, it's just what we're being quoted and advised to do, and so forth. The statute requires us to do that.
I think you had a motion on the table to send the petition, right?
I do.
Second.
And the petition would involve the $289.43.
Well, I
right here's the document.
Right, I just titled it of the other budgeted category.
Non-road and bridge category.
Is that the best way to put it?
Is that what you advise?
Whatever you want to.
Okay. I mean, I've got some wording. I'd like the attorney to make sure it's properly
And if it all goes to, I mean, if it ends up and it all goes to the school, if the school's outside the city limits, that's, I think that's everybody's preference here. But we, the statute has been quoted to us. I think we need to follow the law.
Okay. My discussion is, again, I kind of follow Bob, for us to put the residents of Bradleyville through a petition to spend that $289. As my mother-in-law would say, is too much sugar for a nickel. So I'll be against the vote, but I'm ready to vote if you all are.
Sure.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Okay. Now we got the monies, the rest of the monies, which is about $24,000. No, I'm sorry, $22,000.
I'd kind of like to wait and see what Frank brings back to tell us what the road situations are in Bradleyville, specifically if we're maintaining roads and all that. So if we, since there's no pressing on that, correct? From a disincorporation, there's nothing pressing.
The village of Bradleyville has been disincorporated. Everything's been sent to the appropriate, to the Secretary of State, to the excise tax people at the Department of Revenue. They're not receiving the fuel tax funds anymore. So everything's done. It's just a matter of how you're going to spend the money that was turned over to you.
Okay.
All legal bills, all, you know, contracts have been satisfied. Everything's been satisfied that the village of Bradleyville had pending. So that money just needs to be spent, and there's nothing pressing about how or well, when you spend it. Obviously, you need to decide how, and if it's road and bridge purposes, the most conservative approach, you need to decide when and how you're going to spend those on roads in Bradleyville and what constitutes a road.
Okay.
Doesn't even make me – if the school's in the city limits, I have no problem with the dedication to the school. If the school's outside the city limits, we're talking about a totally different situation.
All right, so what I'm hearing is we're going to wait.
I'd like to wait until I hear from Frank.
Okay. All right. That ought to take care of Bradleyville for now then, I think.
And like I said, I have the petition here that I will get to Bob, and we'll get this circulated ASAP.
I'd like to see it for you circulated.
Sure. No problem.
All righty.
The next thing is, sir?
The next thing is, I lost my email here.
I'm looking myself.
We got
DNR letter.
DNR letter.
Was Eddie writing that letter? Who was writing the letter?
Who was writing our DNR letter?
I believe it was Eddie, but we wrote a letter. I wrote a letter, and Eddie wrote a letter. There were two letters that went.
That was for the quarry. Was that for the DNR?
Oh, is there a different DNR issue? I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is the clean air issue.
I don't know who's writing the letter.
I don't remember either.
I know I didn't volunteer for the letter writing on that one.
Smarter than that, aren't you?
Well, I volunteered the petition, so.
Okay.
Well, Eddie's been in here twice, so I don't.
I would then suggest we table that for. I'll move that we table the DNR letter until 11:30 today.
Okay.
That way we have time for Eddie to. We can track on Eddie.
Sounds like a plan. Second that motion. Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. At 9:30, we've got the Taney County Transportation Advisory Board, and we're past 9:30, so.
Do we want to take a few-minute break and reorganize down here so it's not?
We could do that.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Set our tables up.
If you just take a
couple-minute break here.
Yeah, a couple, three-minute break, and we can.
Right.
We can have your Bradleyville Road information if you want to get back on that or save it.
I wanted to. No, let's stay on the pace here. If we have time, we can go to the end, too.
So. Yeah.
We have people here, so. Come on, recess here, okay.